Beth Hashem, I'll be substituting for the Rav until after Yom Tov. We're now learning Siman Kuf Aleph. The Mechaber here says, a mispalel, a person who is mispalel, tarkshi chavin, b'chol ha-brachas. He has to have kavana in all the brachas, all 19 brachas he's supposed to say with kavana. Let's see for a moment what that means. The Mishnah Berurah, Aleph, Sifkan Aleph, v'yargel adam atzmoy, mechavin al-kolpanim. If he can't be mechavin the whole bracha, in the very least he should be mechavin b'chasima shall call bracha, he should be mechavin the chasima of the bracha. The Torah brings us down from the Rekeach, and then he adds that we find there's 113 words if you add up from Bruchat Hashem till the end of every bracha is 113 words, and it says 113 times in the Torah the word lave. And it says, and there are 113 words in the tefillah of Chana. So from there we see that a tefillah b'kavana is, a tefillah with lave is 113. That's at least these words of the Shmona Esrei we should have kavana. Shechavin, what's the kavana that we're discussing here? I know Pirush Hamilos means to have kavana and the Pirush Hamilos. You should know what the words mean. Okay, nochein ma'oid. It is very appropriate. That every person should know the Pirush Hamilos of the whole tefillah. And since this is an integral part of the Shmona Esrei that he's mechavein, and kavana means Pirush Hamilos, they should know. They should actually learn it. The Val Kapanim shall birkas avayis and maidim. In the very least, avayis and maidim, as we'll see in the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah as we go, that there's more of a chiyuv to have kavana in the bracha of avos and moedim than the other brachas. But mimela, that in the very least, a person should know the pirush of those two. Devada yesh chiyuv olav leidabir. He certainly has to know the pirush of avos and moedim. So let's go further. The Machaber and Siman Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph. Vim eino yachol lechavin bechulam. If he is not able to have kavana in all of the brachas, he should have kavana in all of the brachas, but if he's not able to, v'fachayis yichavin ba'avayis. In the very least, he should have kavana in the first bracha, which is avayis. He should have kavana in the first bracha, avayis. Namely, kivin ba'avayis, if he did not have kavana in avayis in the first bracha, afo pisha kivin b'chol hashar, yach serviz ba'al. He should daven again. So if a person did not have kavana in the rest of Shmona Esrei, and he had kavana in avos, he's yosei, and he doesn't have to daven again. But if he had kavana even in the whole rest of Shmona Esrei, but he did not have kavana in avos, he must daven again. That is the din, al pi Shulchan Aruch, haga, v'aidina, but today, in chayzin, v'shul chisaron kavana, we do not go back and mispalel again, because we didn't have kavana. Why? It's likely that the person who tries a second time to be mispalel with kavana will also not have kavana. If he couldn't do it right the first time, he shouldn't try a second time. Why should he try again? Why should he be mispalel again? The whole idea would be to have a tefillah b'kavana. But since he didn't have kavana the first time, we could assume he won't have kavana the second time. So it's one of those things where you just got to get it right the first time. So again, we said in the Shulchan Aruch, that we have to have kavana when we are mispalel. Kavana means the Pirush Hamilos. And the Mechaber says if you can't be mechavin the entire Shmona Esrei, in the very least, you should have kavana for avos. And if you didn't have kavana in avos, then even if you had kavana for all the rest of the Shmona Esrei, he has to daven again. And then the Haggah said that today we don't go back and daven again, even if he didn't have kavana in avos. We're in Siman Kuf Aleph, and we're in Sif Katan Gimel. Yes.
The Mechaber on
Siman Tzadik Ches. Tzadik Ches of Gimel, yes.
Success,
Okay, you're asking an amazing question.
Yeah,
you're asking a question that the Aruch HaShulchan asked this question. You want to know, it says in Siman Tzadik Ches that we should try to daven with Kavana, but if a person is not able to be in a place where, there are certain things that Mavato person's Kavana, if he's traveling or if he's in a funny smell, yeah, that's right, we had this before. So if he, we're not makpid to avoid things that will bother our Kavana because we're not makavan too much anyway. And here the Mechaber doesn't seem to be worried about that. He says, Yidavin, we have to daven. And if you didn't have Kavana Na'avos, then you have to daven again. And only the Haggah points out that we don't have so much Kavana today, and therefore we don't go back and daven. The truth is that there is really a slight difference between Tzadik Ches and over here in Kuf Aleph. In Tzadik Ches, the issue is there are things that will bother his surrounding him, will bother his Kavana. Here the question is that Chazal said, if you don't have Kavana and Abbas, you didn't daven. That's the positive way to understand it. So if he didn't, you're right, we don't have so much Kavana, but you got to just muster up the strength and be mechaven, because if you're not mechaven, you weren't Yotzei Yishman Esrei. The Haggah is adding, which this is from the tour, is that if you already tried and you couldn't, so then don't do it again, because you're not going to gain anything. You already didn't have Kavana, so why should you try again? You're not going to gain anything. You had a tefillah without Kavana, you again have a tefillah without Kavana. So that's what the Ramah is saying. It could be very well that the Mechaber is mited to this. Okay, well, I'll tell you what the Aruch HaShulchan says in a minute. I wasn't really planning on saying him, but since you brought it up, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says, and then I'll tell you what his point is. Very interesting. Sivkat and Gimel, Ba'avri. Now, what's the mila of Avos? Why is it when we think of tefillah, we think of bakasha, we're asking Hashem for our needs, and yet, interestingly enough, when we daven our Shemana Esrei, what's ma'akev is not the bakashas that we make, what's ma'akev is the praise that we say at the beginning of the Shemana Esrei, the Avos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the chaymer is as follows, excuse me, kihud sidur shvachi shamach. This is the shavach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, alkein enu bedin. It's not appropriate, it's not bedin, that he should be thinking about other things. He should be distracted, he shouldn't be thinking the perish amilais. So therefore, that is considered to be an avwa, and that's why the kavana in the first bracha is more ma'akev. The truth is that for that svara, I would say the second, all three of the brachas in the beginning should be ma'akev. But it's enough. The first bracha is ma'akev. I'll read you an interesting lesson from the Sefer Chasidim that the Eli Rabbah brings in Siman Tzadik Ches. He says as follows: the Sefer Chasidim in Siman Kuf Nun Ches. Al tamayr, a person shouldn't say. Excuse me. Al tamayr lo hetzi dvaracha mipicha. Don't be in a rush to say the words of the Shemona Esrei. Vim tistarich leparnasa. If you need parnasa, I'll toss him libucha rak la'isa bracha kamoi la birkas hashana. Don't only have kavana and birkas hashana. Or im yesh le chayla rak la birkas chaylim. Or if he has a chayla nachmanu atzahan, he shouldn't only have kavana to the bracha of chaylim. Refayenu. Mipneish aymer malach lamayla. What's going to happen if a person only focuses on what he wants? He's got one bakasha. They're going to say in Lamaila they could make a kitrug. Zat pointy sober shane sarek elazais. All he needs is this. Bakach tichavin kola brachas. You should have kavana ala brachas. Okay, that's interesting. This is more nagei what he says now. The kitrug is kilo. He thinks he only needs this, and he's putting all his energy into the one thing that he's asking for, and it shows as if he doesn't need a kadosh baruch hu for everything else. For parnasi, he does need, but for a fool, he doesn't need. It creates a kitrug kilo that's the only thing he needs. We'll show you from Shemayim. They're going to show him what he really needs a kadosh baruch hu for. Yeah, that's one thing. And then with nagei us, why I brought it down. Va'al tasim libucha rak lebakashit. one should not only focus on the bakashos. Sha'az yelamala seitanim. He's going to have also ketrugim and shemayim. What are they going to say? Sha'imrim ein roi lekabel tefila. So we shouldn't be makabel the tefila of this person. Shebekvoid hamakoyim ein achayishesh. He doesn't think about the kavod of a kadosh baruch hu. That he's not thinking about it. When it comes to praising Hashem, he's not really so interested. And when it comes to his bakashas, now he gets serious. Now he's into his tefillas. The eich nasa ritzoynai shebritzoy navshoy mechavin v'loy b'shavach. When it comes to his own ritzoynai, that he has a lot of kavana. When it comes to the shavach of a kadosh baruch hu, he's not so into it. So that also makes a kitchuk. So a person has to be very careful. They should be meshavach a kadosh baruch hu with kavana. And the Indian of the Shavach is that we're makir, we recognize who Hashem is. That's what a praise is. When you praise a person for something, it's because you realize that they have a certain quality that is praiseworthy, and you recognize it, and you express, you recognize it with words. They express the greatness that they have, that quality that's praiseworthy. So when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel that the praise is our expression, our recognition of the greatness of Hashem, and then we're expressing it in words. So it's very important. That's the whole yesod of the tefillah. If you don't have a reason to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't know that the Hashem is the source of your parnasa, and Hashem is the source of your refuah, and Hashem is the source of all the things that we're asking for, then we got a certain problem over here. What are we asking, right? So that's the yesod of the tefillah. You have to start off with this recognition that Hashem is that's the address to go to be mevakesh. So this is what's ma'akeh. This is how you have to start off with kavanah. V'yesh poiskim degam moidim chashuv ka'avoyt v'chadchila. There are poiskim, it's a smach the Beis Yosef brings down, that moidim is also like avoyt v'chadchila. The person has to have kavanah to perish amilas of avoyt as well. Of moidim as well. So avoyt and moidim. Now this will take us to this point we started off with the Aruch HaShulchan, your question. V'im hu meshayir shafilu ba'avos liyichavin. If a person thinks that he won't have kavana and avos, he didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei yet. They're saying Ashrei, he's up to Mincha, and he's in another place, he's distracted. So he's not going to have kavana by avos. Should he daven? Should he not daven? Mishnah Berurah says, don't daven. We know that you have to have kavana by avos. If you're not going to have kavana by avos, it's not a tefillah. Really, you should daven again, but you can't. So, but don't daven now. What happens when it gets to the sof zman tefillah? I'm not sure what to tell you, but I'll kopan him. The kol zman is not sof zman tefillah. L'chayri, he has to work on himself until he can get to a matzav where he can daven with kavana. Lo yichavin, if he won't be able to have kavana, lo yispalo kwal, he shouldn't daven at all. Achetis yashiv daitoy, until he has the yeshuvah das, that in the very least he should have kavana and avos. Yeah, he should have kavana and avos. It's something that I think about this often. I wish I would do something about it, but I think about it quite often. Is that a person, we daven three times a day, and in a year we daven over 1,000 times, 1,000 tefillahs. And, we imagine we're putting away and a pekel is waiting for us in Olam Haba. And some of us are going to get such a surprise that the hours and hours a day and after weeks and months and years, it's not much days and days, so many hours that add up. Thousands, tens of thousands, could be a person with 7 years, 70,000 tefillahs, 80,000 tefillahs, he's going to be waiting for him in Olam Haba. He didn't come on an avos, they're all going to be, it's all counterfeit. It doesn't get the schar for the mitzvah, huh? Avos, ma'akev. That's ma'akev, Yeah, make sure, really. So then you take the three steps and then you take off. Now the Aruch HaShulchan over here says that he has a question. The Shulchan Aruch holds in some Tzadik Hes, which is what was brought up before, that today we're not able to be mechaven. So the Shulchan Aruch is mesupik that perhaps today, since we can't have kavana, then we could daven without kavana. And he ends with a tzarech iyun. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says that Imloi Kivein Ba'avos, if you didn't have Kavana Ba'avos, Afal Pisha Kivein B'chol Shar Baruch Hu Yachzer V'Yispalo, you should daven again. What if he can't? Maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he shouldn't daven anyway. And I want to explain the reason why. The truth is, it really belongs in the next Sifkat, and we'll get there soon. But the stipler says the following. He says that if a person says a Shmona Esrei, and he doesn't have Kavana in Avos, he doesn't have Kavana in the Brachos, he taines that it's not a Bracha of Vatala. But Mashal, we'll have soon can I wait off on this thought? Let's see the next point in the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll continue with this thought with the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't want to explain it, but we'll have to see really the next point. Sivkat and Dalet Ha'idina. The Ramah said that today we don't daven again because of a lack of Kavana. Kasa v'chai Adam. Chai Adam wrote, Nir Li, Kivin demitzad hadin, Sarach lachzel is pala. Really, he should daven again. Al-Kapanem, in Nizkar koidim shamar brochat Hashem. If you remember it, if he chapped himself, before he said brochat Hashem, the slave brocha, so yachzor loimor me'elikei Avram. He should go back to Elikei Avram. So this, if a person catches himself in Avos, but he realizes that he wasn't thinking about the words, so he should go back. So that's until he said brochat Hashem, he didn't finish the brocha. We don't go back means that if you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you don't go back and daven another Shmoneh Esrei. But here he's still in the middle of the bracha, so let him go back to the beginning of the bracha. Elikei Avram, he says, huh? You're asking why you can say Elikei. So you can say Hashem's name since it's Derech Tefila. You're saying Derech Tefila, and you need it for the Kavana. You're going back to what you need to say, so you can go back. And Lachar, even if, let's say, you had Kavana by Yaakov, and you didn't have Kavana by Elikei Yitzchak, and you're going back to Elikei Yitzchak, you have to daven it in order now. But it's okay, that's, since you're saying it Derech Tefila, it's definitely not a shame of a Tala. It's definitely, the whole bracha from the beginning, that's why he didn't say go back to Elikeinu v'Elikei Avoseinu. It seems that's already considered like starting a bracha over, but in the middle of the Nisuch, it's okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says also a similar point in the other brachas. Let's say not the bracha of Avos, but he's in any bracha. Atachainin let him das, and he was really planning on having kavana, and all of a sudden he chaffed himself. He's about to say brachat Hashem, and he thinks, I really wanted to say the word kavana. He can go back; it's no problem. And even a bracha that has a shame, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you can go back if you want. Here's not mechuyev. By Avos he would be mechuyev, and by other brachas he's not mechuyev. We are asking why not Elikei Avram. So that's what he says. You can go back to it. It seems before that Elikeinu. Yeah, that's right. From there. Right, that not. It seems that that's considered to be the beginning. This is what I saw in Halikah Shleima. Then there's some of them in Arba, because that's considered starting the brook over again.
So the first brook, you don't have to
repeat it? If you didn't finish the brook, then if you're in the middle of the brook, still you can repeat it, yeah. Oh, so now here comes, this is the question. Certainly if you finish the whole Shemana Esrei, we say that you don't daven again. And if you're in the middle of the first brook, then you should go back. From the language of the Chai Adam, it's mashma. Let's say that he chaps himself in the middle of the second bracha. So, Mechai Mesim. So now, he can't go back. He realizes he didn't have Kavana by Avos in Mechai Mesim. So now, he can't go back because that's starting over a bracha. We're not allowed to go back. The Chai Adam said only if you didn't finish the bracha. And if you're going to daven further, you also have a problem because, listen, we said even if you have Kavana, the whole Shemon Esrei, every single word, but you didn't have Kavana by the first bracha, so then you're not Yaitse. You should have to daven again. So now the guy's stuck. What's he supposed to do? He can't go back because we don't have Kavana today. He can't go further because it's a bracha of a Tala. He's not Yaitse Shemon Esrei because he already, the first bracha wasn't with Kavana. What's he supposed to do? This kasha is the Bir Lachas kasha. And the Berlacha got stuck, that the Lechara is a problem. So he says that he has an Eitzah, he should listen to the Shliach Tzibur, so he'll just wait there until the Shliach Tzibur starts his Chazaras HaShatz, and he'll be Yotzei the Bracha of Avos with the Shliach Tzibur. And then as soon as the Shliach Tzibur gets to where he's holding in Shmoneh Esrei, he'll start davening from there. That's correct. He also has to have Kavanah when he's listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, here this guy's desperate. So he'll probably have Kavanah already. Okay, this is the Eitzah of the Be'er Lacha. There's another Eitzah that they bring down from the Chazon Ish that he says that you can be Mechavein in your mind, not saying the words, but in your mind, think through from the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei till there, to what you're up to, which also could help, which needs explanation as well. So, but Lamaize, the Chai Adam is Majma, that you could keep davening. He said you go back if you're in the middle of Avos, but if you finish, then you don't go back anymore. So the Pashtus, the Be'er Lacha says, the Pashtus of the Chai Adam is you continue davening, which seems to be a big problem. How do we understand this? How can you continue further when you know that you didn't have Kavanah by Avos? It's a bracha levatal. So the Stifler explains as follows, and then this will take us back to the Aruch HaShulchan we mentioned also. The Stifler says that when a person is mispalo without Kavanah, so he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah b'kavanah. But the words that he said was tefillah. He said divrei tefillah, and he was yotzei the words of tefillah. That's fine. And it's not considered to be a bracha levatala. Your yotzei, he explains that there's two separate aspects of tefillah. There is the words, the nusach of the tefillah, and then there's the kavanah of tefillah. So to be yotzei kavanah of tefillah, Chazal told us that you have to at least have kavanah by avos. And that the kavanah of avos is ma'akev. If you don't have kavanah by avos, it doesn't help kavanah anywhere else. You have to have kavanah by avos. But it's still called the tefillah. The nusach of tefillah is not considered to be a bracha levatala. You said words of tefillah, and it won't be a bracha levatala. The reason why you have to daven again was not because the whole Shemoneh Esrei was a bracha levatala. It's because you weren't yotze the mitzvah of tefillah of kavanah. So you daven another Shemoneh Esrei with kavanah. But for now, we don't do it again. He was not yotze tefillah with kavanah. What do you mean tefillah? Yeah, the mitzvah of tefillah with kavanah. But he did mincha. But you're yotze. There you go.
Okay, but that's not something else. You got to be able to.
You can even say a little bit more than that. The pasuk says, "Olav de b'chol avavchem ezu avoida shabalev is tefillah." So the tefillah is avoida shabalev. Really, the ikar tefillah is kavanah. But Chazal here were mechayev us to have kavanah of the Shmoneh Esrei, the avos. Because really, he could be yotzei his chiv d'oraisa. If he's mechaven and atah chayin ladam das, he'd also be yotzei his chiv d'oraisa of tefillah. But the mitzvah, if you say there's a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah, then he was yotzei, he had kavanah and avoy and hatachainen, but he didn't have kavanah and avoy. Chazal or mechayva to have kavanah and avoy. That's a requirement. We have to have that to be yotzei the chi of kavanah. We have to do that. But we're not allowed to daven another Shmoneh Esrei. This is a cycle. Now, it could be that was the Aruch HaShulchan. We're talking about in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say we're before Shmoneh Esrei and we're trying to decide, should I daven now or not? And I just don't have the head for it. I don't know if I'm going to have Kavanah and Avos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, listen, I don't know if I can let you start Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the Mishnah Berurah because he holds that it's a bracha levatala. If you didn't have Kavanah and Avos, everything else is a bracha levatala. So you can't just daven a Shmoneh Esrei without Kavanah and Avos. But the Aruch HaShulchan, it could be that he held like the stipler, it's mashma like that, he ends up with a sarachian. But he seems to say that there's such thing as a tefillah Shmoneh Esrei without kavanah and avos. Today, we don't have kavanah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, so if you can't have kavanah and avos, it happened anyway. What's the point? You have to say the tefillah. No, the whole thing's a bracha levatala. No, you're yotzei the tefillah. You're saying the words of tefillah. You're doing mincha, but then there's tefillah b'kavanah, which that you don't have. Okay, we don't have it today. That could be pshat in the Orach HaShulchan. That's clear to everybody. So there's two different halachas. There's before you say Shemana Esrei, you have to decide if you're able to have kavana. The Mishnah Berurah holds that if you can't have kavana, don't daven. The Orach HaShulchan says maybe it's even without the kavana you could daven. And the same issue comes up in the middle of Shemana Esrei. If he realizes after he finished the first bracha, if he's in the middle of the first bracha, he should go back. But if he realizes after he finishes the first bracha, how can he daven further? Mishnah Berurah says you're stuck. So you better listen to the Chazan. But according to the Chayadam, you'll daven further. How can you daven further? You don't have kavana. You weren't Yaitzi Shmona Esrei, the Rakhla Vitala. No. There's such a thing as davening without kavana. Could be. Okay, let's go further. Sif Beis. Lo yispalo beliboy levad. A person cannot only pray in his heart. Ela mechatek hadavarim besfasav. He has to enunciate, he has to pronounce the words on his lips. And another halacha, umashmiya la'oznav b'lachash. Also, he has to whisper loud enough that he could hear it in his ears. Lo yashmiya koiloi. But he shouldn't make his voice heard to others. His neighbor shouldn't hear him. He should hear himself, but his neighbor shouldn't hear. Period. Let's stop there. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah on this point. We have two halachas. One halacha is that he has to enunciate. And another halacha is that he should hear the words in his ears, but not his neighbor shouldn't hear. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katzin Hei. Let me give you a little background. This is very interesting, Grad. The Torah brings down that it seems there's a machlokas between the Tosefta and our Gemara if you're allowed to hear yourself. If you should say it loud enough that you can hear yourself. So the Torah brings it to machlokas, and then he says that... I'll read his lesson over here. He says that das neisenis, that really I think it makes more sense. She yoyse toiv lashmiya laoznav. It would be better to say it loud enough so you could hear it yourself. Ki az yuchal lechaven yoyse. He'll be able to have kavana better. So the Torah, the machlokas, the Tosefta and the Gemara, if you should hear it yourself, and the Gemara holds you should hear it yourself, and he says that's how we should paskin, because you'll have better kavana like that. If you say it loud enough, you can hear in your ear, and you pay attention to what you're saying, it'll help you to concentrate. It's got a good eitzah if you want to work on that, to practice saying it in a way that you're listening to what you're saying. It helps to have kavana, and that's the better way to do it, and then the Torah brings a Rambam. So now, the whole way along in the line of the paskin, you have this machlokas. The Beis Yosef brings that the Rashba goes like the Gemara, that you should hear it in your own ears. And then in the Bet HaKabayis, which he wrote later, the Beis Yosef writes from the Zohar Kaddish, holds that you shouldn't say it out loud that you hear it. You should say so quietly that you can't hear yourself. And then the later poiskim also, the Magen Avraham, brings down that the Arizal said it so quietly, and he seems to go like the Zohar Kaddish. And others hold that you should say it out loud. It's a machlokas. So anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah now is going to say that there are those who want to paskin like the Zohar, which was the Tosefta in the Torah, that you should not say it so loud that you hear it yourself. So let's see the discussion of that in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yeshakas v'detzarek lochush l'divri ha-Zohar. There are those who say that we should be choshesh for the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, that he l'chadchila should not say it so loud that his ears hear it. Aval Magen Avraham kasev shein raya mi'azoyer. The Magen Avraham says that the Zohar itself is no proof that you have to daven so quietly. V'kein kasev v'bir agra daf das hazoyer hu k'shulchan aruch, that the Zohar agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. So it machlokes really what the Zohar says. If the Zohar holds that you can't hear it with your ears, the Zohar says that's very, very strong language, that if you say it loud enough that you can hear it, then it won't be heard in Shemayim. To your own ear, so maybe making it heard means other people hear it. That's a question what the Zohar means. But I just pointing at the Zohar is very strong language that making it heard, whatever it means, either your ears hear it or your friend hears it, but if it's so loud that it's heard, then it's not heard above. That's the chaimer of the Zohar Kaddish. Well, others say that we should be machmir and say it very quietly, we don't hear ourselves, and the Magen Avraham and the Gra are tining that the Zohar never meant that. It just means that your neighbor shouldn't hear it, and it means exactly like it means in the Shas. that it should be loud enough to hear in your own ears, but not in your neighbor's ears. The Kenkas Ushari Achrainim, so too the other Achrainim wrote, Shatoiv Yoisul Chadchila Shiashmi Eloznav, that it would be better to hear it in his own ears. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah holds Lamaisa, that when a person davens Shemoneh Esrei, that he should hear it in his own ears. Bidiyavit, however, Bidiyavit, if he davened quietly and he didn't hear it in his own ears, Chuli Alma, Im Amar Balachash Kolkach, Shafilu La'aznav, Lo'ishmiya, that he didn't hear in his own ears, Yatzai, Yatzai. Mikavin, the Mikomakam Haitzi Bisfasav, as long as he expresses the words on his lips, then he's Yatzai. So you have here, it's a machlokas if L'chadchila you should do like the Zera Kadosh or not. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out, L'chadchila, you should not do like the Zera Kadosh. It's better to make it heard in your own ears. But if he did daven so quietly, then he is Yaitzik. Other time, it's interesting, the Shari Tshuva brings down that the other time of the exact opposite of what I told you from the Torah, that when he davens very, very quietly, then he'll have Kavanah. When the more person is into the chitonius, into the shuckling and the saying it out loud, so even though maybe on a superficial level he's having kavana, but the real deep kavana can only be attained with a complete stillness, both in his body and in his voice. So okay, but most of us probably fall asleep if we try to do that. It's not good. It's better to shuckle a lot and make it loud enough you can hear. But al-kupan, there is the idea of having kavana, whichever way you're going to come to the kavana. Sometimes it'll be in a quiet way, and sometimes it'll be in a more loud way. But the ultimate goal is to come to the kavana. He shouldn't make it hurt to his friend. We said in the Shulchan Aruch, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Vav. Dechziv, the tefillah of Chana, it says in the tefillah of Chana, Rak Tvasa Nois, that Eli HaKohen, when he saw her lips were moving, but you couldn't hear her voice. So from there we learn that another person shouldn't hear the voice of the person being mispalel. And Chazal say, if a person does make his voice heard, hariza mikatan amana, he has very little amuna. He shows as if Hashem can't hear unless he says it a little bit louder. So if Hashem doesn't hear tefillah lachash, a whispered tefillah, and therefore that we have to keep it quiet. That's what Chazal say if he says it not loud, just loud enough that his friend can hear. Now what happens if he's magbia koila, if he raises his voice in tefillah, so then he gets a new title. We find by Eliyahu Hanavi, by the Nevi'ei Abal, so they were screaming to their God that they should save them. So Chazal say that a person who has to scream their tefillahs, he makes himself into like the Nevi'ei Abal, that unless you scream it out loud, you're not going to wake your God up. So that's what a person makes himself into if he's saying the tefillah Shemon Esrei too loud. Yeah, b'koil love. So that's like the people shadarkon, shahaya darkon litzayk b'koil love rezar shalom. That's how they were mispalel. Va'ayin b'virki yaisev v'chay adam v'lochad chila tzarich mispalel b'lachash kolkach shav chaver ha'imed b'samuchloi lo yia yuchal lishmoy. So now we have an interesting situation. What happens if he's got a guy sitting right next to him, and if he's gonna daven a little bit loud, yeah, his friend's going to hear him, his neighbor's going to hear him. He wants to hear it in his own ears, and now his neighbor's also going to hear. So they say that l'chadchila, one should try to be mitzamtzem to make his call loud enough that he could hear it himself, but not so loud that his neighbor next to him should hear, which could be a zakunz, and some people are not so good at it. Everybody has had that experience of the person next to him was a little bit too loud, it's a little frustrating to daven. But al-kupanim, aside from staring your neighbor, there's halacha, you shouldn't be mashmiya to the chaveri. So the poet can say, if he can, he should try to keep it just to his own ears and not to his neighbors. But the ikar is the kavana. Now, it seems that he's allowing us, if the neighbor is right next to him, he's allowing us to say a little bit loud, even the person hears him. Okay, I don't know about the Derek Eretz, maybe you have to ask Mechila from him, I don't know, but in the Halacha, it's okay. if his neighbor is right next to him, what's the geder hadavarim then? What does it mean that you're not allowed to let it be heard by your neighbor if the person's right next to you and it's okay? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav gives a geder. He says if he could hear him from four amas away, then that's considered mashmiya koilo. If he's right next to him and he's just davening to himself and it happens to be the person close enough that he could hear him, so then that's not considered to be mashmiya koiloi. The chatchila will be better that they don't hear, but if he can't do that, then it's still okay. That's the get, Devarim, it's up to Daladam. Actually, Zayrshala Yatrid Lacherim, okay, then you have that other problem of bothering your friend. That's an issue. If you're bothering your friend, I don't know what to tell you, maybe find a different place or something. If you can't have Kavana, then the only way you can have Kavana is by saying it a little bit loud, which is within the framework of Halacha, not out of four amas, but a little bit loud, and it's bothering your neighbors. So then if they're not Michael, it bothers them, so maybe it's good to move somewhere else. Are you allowed to say something? If you say it in a nice way, it's bothering you. He has a chiyuv to not bother his neighbors. He has a chiyuv to daven with Kavana also, but I'm saying he has a chiyuv not to daven to bother his neighbors. So if it's bothering you, so I think that you do have a right to say something. Maybe you'll be, if you really want to be Elif, you'll be the one to move. I don't know. I don't know. That's Hilchus Shechinim already. That you got to ask a Rav. That's so interesting. He asked, Moti Shabbos, there was a kid playing next to me. I wanted to move desperately.
And what about my ear?
I don't know what to tell you. In Siman Kuv Dalet, which we may have to skip, in Siman Kuv Dalet it says as follows, I'll tell you like this. Yeah, okay, I do that sometimes also. Yeah. It says like this, that if there's a child crying or playing, the Shari Tshuva says if he's playing, also Mishnah Berurah says if he's crying, the Shari Tshuva says if he's playing, then he's allowed to mutter loy l'ramez loy biyadav. He can motion to the child to be quiet, because she is strike. V'li atrida b'tfilah, so not to bother him in his tefillah. V'im eina mayel, yerchach es atzmai mimena. If it doesn't help, he can walk away from the child. And you shouldn't speak with him, but he can walk away. There's such a halacha. You can walk away. This person is an adult. I don't know exactly. I mean, if they don't realize that they're saying it out loud. Yeah.
I have father function. I distracted the baby.
Yeah.
So, and when poor adult,
is grammatically? I don't know. It's a lesson. Amana is a lesson. Amana. I don't know why. I don't know grammatically why it's Amana. Yeah, Amana. I don't know the grammar. Sorry. Okay, so let's finish up. We finished this with Katan yet. Koyle. So we have to sif Katan Zayin. We said you shouldn't be Mashmiya, you're Koyl. But I feel a little bit Psukkah Zimra. Even in Psukkah Zimra, Toyev Shaloy Laharim Koyl. It's good not to make it too loud. Hashem hears Lachash. Like Oisim, I'm like Biyim Kailim, Yosem Yidai, not like people who scream out the Pesukah Zimra. Amiyu, B'Shabbos, Shenaygen, She'echad, Oimer, Pesukah Zimra, B'Kol Ram, Shaper Dami. But on Shabbos, when one person says out loud, then it's Shaper Dami. This is a Prima Gadim, and it seems that the Minig in his time was different than our time. First of all, it could be they didn't have a chazar, they didn't have a shliach tzibur at all by the amud. That's what it's mashma, except for on Shabbos. So you had a tzibur where nobody was at the amud, it was everybody was saying on their own, and the whole tzibur was quiet, and if a person was out loud, lahir was a shter to the tzibur, because they weren't davening out loud. On Shabbos, where somebody was by the amud, and he was davening out loud, so then it was okay. Now, b'chol, The poskim today say that to the contrary, a kol mer kavana, that when a person is out loud, that helps him to concentrate, there's an Indian of Tefillah Bekoil that Eliyahu Azuta brings down from the Ramban. There's an Indian of crying out to Hashem, making it loud, and that's a covered for Hashem. And on this din specifically, Rabbi Chaim in his Sefer Orchos Yosher says that a person should daven the Pesukei Zimra out loud. So to everybody, the tzibur, it should be done out loud. I'm pretty sure I didn't get a chance to look up. If I remember correctly, the Pifkei Tshuva says that the way that they daven was a different surah. B'chol. I mean, you see from the lashon that Prima God, in the way he says it, was because he differentiates between Shabbos and the weekday. On Shabbos, he says, because now there's a chazan, it's the amud, and he's saying out loud, everybody else could also say out loud. You see, it didn't have something wrong with saying out loud. That's him. It was because of the way that they daven in the shul. 9:41. Okay, we'll stop here.